Do you know that, Don, there's a very, very delightful thing that we read in a paper. Rick Chapman and I were there, and one day we came across a clipping here in the Indian newspaper. And there was a great sage who was giving a discourse on the greatness of taking the name of the Lord. Have you heard this story? And he went on discoursing on the greatness of taking the name of the Lord. To cut the story short, because there's no time now. So what happened is that the scene is that there's a big auditorium, and this sage, who is very old, and he is facing the audience over there, and he's going on and on lecturing from different angles, different points, the greatness of the name of Lord. And says, if you take the name of God, there is, apart from all the benefits that you derive, you become God. And so there was a person, you see, who had gone with, like, John Page. There was another person like Jack Small or somebody. And he could not tolerate it any further. So he stood up and said, sir, I have been hearing you for quite a time now. It's over an hour that you have been extolling the greatness of the name of God, and this is going too far, that if you take the name of God, you become God. Means if I were to take the name of, take the name bread, am I going to become bread? So the man simply looked at him and says, sit down, you bastard! And that fellow got a shock, you see, and the whole audience there. And he sat down because of the hypnotic, thrust that was there. But as soon as he sat down, he began to think, who the hell is he to tell me a bastard like that? So he was very fidgety and he couldn't contain himself. And the old man continued with the greatness of the name of God and this and that and all that. And he says, he gets up after about 2-3 minutes. He says, sir, he says, yeah, what is it? He says, I never expected you. We expected you to be a saintly personage, and here we have all gathered over here to hear something good from you and all that. And it's preposterous for me to hear these words in presence of all. You have humiliated me like that by saying such a word. How could you speak out like that? He says, what did I say? What have I said? Didn't you say that you called me out some name? He couldn't even utter the name, you see. Oh, he says, that simple name has agitated you so much within just an utterance of one name like that. How much more so the name of God? I liked it very much. If that little word that has that potentiality to perturb you so much, how much more so the glorified name of the Lord, God? That means he accepted him, means he felt that, well, he was called bastard and he became a bastard. He took his heart that he, why should a person call him?
Very susceptible person.
No, but see how potent the name of God can be, or taking the name of God can be. Yeah. There was a lover of Baba amongst us at the time of New Life. He was not with us in New Life. He is the one, this morning I was telling about that Todi Singh who had the vision, and he came with all the cart loads of... He eventually came close to Baba, and it so happened that he came to a stage when we asked him anything. When are you leaving Todi Singh? This Baba Jane, Baba knows. Anything you ask him, there was no other answer except Baba knows. Till the end, till he died, he uttered nothing but Baba knows. Yeah, he died. He was a very rich person and he died a pauper.
Thank you,
Lord. We call it pauper, but he became the richest one because we still remember him. Pauper in the worldly sense.
Children, stop the game. Time is off.
Oh God, children, stop the game. Let us stop the game now.